of chains, so all foods, all food categories, types, have a base level chain, right? Starbucks is base level coffee. McDonald's is base level burger. Krispy Kreme's is base level donut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on forever. Dairy Queen could probably be the base level ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I think Krispy Kreme's might be one of the best.
I don't like them.
Nah. You got to think of the base level and then compare it to a good level.
True.
I feel like base level donut is what you can buy at the
store,
the gas station.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Krispy Kreme be the same, though? They're everywhere. They're drive through. Based on the concept that Starbucks is a base level.
Well, they're not everywhere anymore. They're on the downturn. That's
sure. For the sake of the argument,
I am arguing.
I'm not doing a data analysis. I'm not doing a data analysis.
Technically speaking.
You could say Dunkin' Donuts.
Actually. Yeah, I've never had a Dunkin' Donut, though.
Ooh, yeah, because it's more East Coast.
That shit buns.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's worse.
Bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
Buns okay. is bad.
Bro, you're... He said it like it's good, though. So that's why I threw you off.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Oh, I guess you're right. That wasn't the same.
Yeah, that shit. But...
Nah, that shit.
Chipotle is base level fucking Mexican, right? Like, is it? No, you.
Taco Bell is.
Yeah, you could say Taco Bell just fine. You could say Taco Bell just fine.
You'll take that, Steven?
I'll take that argument.
Okay.
Right?
Can we go like one layer below base? Can we be like.
No, that's the whole idea, is that it's mass-produced, easily accessible, making it the base level of this fucking argument. Yeah. I'll bring out Excel sheet next time. Point being, I think that if you take Marie's, which is a local spot here, and I think one of the best donuts ever, and you compare it to a Krispy Kreme versus like Starbucks coffee is actually kind of gross. A McDonald's burger, if you compare it to like a burger, is actually kind of gross. It doesn't even taste like meat. The cheese is fucking literal plastic.
True. It's facts.
Where like a Krispy Kreme cream-filled donut ain't that bad.
I've never had a cream-filled donut. I've had like the regular
glazed. Who goes
glazed?
To Krispy Kreme?
I go glazed.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. It's not called Krispy glazed.
No, I think you have had a cream-filled donut, just not in the same way that you think.
Huh?
Because we've had the donuts in here that have
Excuse me?
That have the syringes.
Yeah. No, he means Krispy Kreme.
No, like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, but you're saying you haven't had a Krispy Kreme or you haven't had
Krispy Kreme's cream. Yeah, okay. Krispy Kreme's cream.
Oh, I thought you meant cream filled in general.
Krispy Kreme's cream.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's cream filled donut.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme
cream.
That's a fucking tongue twist.
All right, going on to our list.
Cream creams.
Today's the leap year, and we got a bunch of free shit. BJ's.
Oh.
Pazookie for $2.29.
He stopped at BJ's though. He said BJ's
because of Pazookie and the BJ's is pretty good.
You say BJ's
because that's Pazookie's a real bad. That's like a real restaurant compared to all these.
No,
that's
I know, true. But it was like the BJ's comma. You
don't come at
BJ's.
Me for my tone when your tone's crazy.
No, Mike, I'm not coming.
Milk
at you.
Bar, Milk Bar, a cereal.
Nope, wait, what?
You don't know Milk Bar? It's a New York chain, but they moved out. They have them in stores now, like in pints. It's an ice cream dessert spot. They made crack pie. You heard of crack pie?
Mm-mm.
They invented it, I believe. And it's pretty good.
What's next?
Oh. I'm afraid to Google that.
A crack pie? Yeah. No, it'll pop right up. It'll pop right up.
Crack pipe.
That's what I'm afraid
Did you
of.
Mean crack pipe? What's the next one, Mikey?
That's it, really. Paris baguette? Oh, we have that.
Oh, Paris baguette. Paris baguette is good. Ass coffee.
Coffee is
trash. Coffee's ass.
Coffee's 29 cents. Everything's because of 2.29, right? Everything's 2.29.
I'll save my quarter.
Bro, I feel like... Dude, was your Krispy Kreme warm?
Nah. See, okay.
Krispy Kreme's really not that bad.
It's too sweet for me.
It was a little sweet.
The glaze is a little sweet, huh?
It was a little sweet.
We're eating donuts.
No.
Man, this ice cream, it's good. It's a little cold. It's a little bit cold.
There's such thing as freezer burn.
Well, I mean, also...
I think I'm leaving, bro. I think I'm done with this show.
If something is too cold, sometimes you can't really taste it.
Oh, Mike's leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
Mike's leaving.
This is now a Jim and Matt podcast. Yeah.
You can go get your pastries that you enjoy, like a concha or something that's less sweet. But if you're getting a fucking donut from a drive-thru, expect sugar.
True.
No, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to judge it and be like, it's all right. It's all right.
I don't know, man. And you guys didn't say shit about insomnia? Insomnia is a very mid cookie.
No, I did. I said insomnia is ass.
Yeah, it's a very
mid
cookie.
I said ass.
Whatchamacallit's better?
Crumble. Crumble's asshole.
No, that shit's asshole. Mrs. Fields better than...
Mrs. Fields is bang.
Better than insomnia. I don't even know if
Crumble? You like Crumble, Mike?
Yeah, Crumble's good.
No, that shit's booty cheeks.
Yeah, that's why they're mega viral and probably a $1 billion company now because they're trash.
Booty cheeks.
It's too sweet. I hate my chocolate with sugar.
Bro, a crumble cookie is diabetes in a bite.
Yeah, it's a cookie. I understand if you don't like sweets, but you can't just say, like, every cookie's got a bunch of sugar like that.
Not homemade.
Yeah, homemade too.
depends on how you make it.
Oh, yeah, if you're making sourdough bread, but if it's a cookie.
No, I know a cookie's supposed to be sweet.
The ratio of like flour.
And then there's like fucking sweet.
Well, yeah, depending on the flavor, because they put a bunch of toppings and shit, for sure. It's going to be sweeter than your average chocolate chip cookie. Because
even their
frosting.
Regular chocolate chip cookie.
I think it's really good. I think it's good.
We agree to disagree.
Have you had Ginger Elizabeth's chocolate chip cookie?
That's the next one.
Have you had Ginger Elizabeth's chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah.
And?
It's all right. It's pretty good. It is good. It is good. No, it's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
They're fine.
It's actually just like not, but it's not like overwhelmingly sweet.
Then what's a good chocolate chip cookie?
I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
I think low-key,
Chains?
Laboo? No, it don't got to be Chains. Ginger Elizabeth isn't Chain. Our listeners don't even know.
Is it really not?
No, that's a chocolate place in Sac. There's only two.
Oh, maybe because I think there's two.
But one's a pastry and one's a chocolate.
Yeah.
I think Laboo, which I think's a local chain also, and Ginger Elizabeth, low-key's the best chocolate chip cookies.
I haven't had Laboo's. So
yeah, it's not like their main gig.
I haven't in years.
It's so good. Laboo? It's so good.
I can tell you that their chocolate croissant is like high mid-tier.
I don't know if I have it.
In the like world.
Yeah, I think. Oh, so that's pretty good then.
Yeah, well, because they're Vietnamese and the French and Vietnamese go together pretty well, and
but it's like a salad shop, you know.
What is
Laboo? It's like a coffee snack sandwichy
croissants.
Yeah,
I don't think I've been in that many Laboos actually. Like,
well, there aren't as many as there used to be.
I think I've only had like the soup and a sandwich.
Yeah, that's kind of what their gig is.
Oh, is that like the gig?
Kind of.
Didn't they have a?
It's coffee, but
didn't they have a thing with like their lemonade or something having way too much caffeine recently?
Laboo?
Oh,
I think they have like a nitro lemonade or something, and like,
or
they like someone had like four people have had heart attacks because it has like 250 mgs or like 350.
Is that Panera?
Laboo's so small.
I get them too mixed up.
Yeah, they are similar vibe.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. They're similar vibe, but Laboo's I think just Sac.
Is it really?
Yeah,
is
I don't even think it's NorCal. Too? Yeah, I don't even know if it's gone to the Bay.
Like, there's a few like around. There's like four.
The one that blew my mind that I only learned fucking yesterday, not really, but recently, was Gym Boys. I never knew that was Sac only.
That's are you serious?
Yeah.
If you want the greasiest pseudo-Mexican food ever,
yeah, it's definitely
go there.
See, I think that's dripping. That's base.
You like it?
No, it's all right.
Oh, I like it.
I think it's like cool for the bang for buck. I think it's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat it once a year. I haven't even eaten it once a year.
Wait, that's Sac too?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Bro, what?
Yeah, this Jeremiah's thing looks good. I don't think we have it, though. It's called Jeremiah's Italian Ice.
That sounds smacked.
Yeah, it looks
Italian
good.
Ice slept on.
But this one's got, like, whipped cream all over it and shit, or vanilla ice cream soft serve. BJ's really good. That's a deal, man. $2.29 for a pizookie.
Don't you feel like the cookie and the pizookie is often a little overdone, though?
Yeah, that's why Chicago Fire's is the best.
Okay.
They do better.
I feel like mine's always a little under at BJ's.
I think Chicago Fire has the best pizookie deal. But
Chicago, I think me and you talk about that shit's bang, bro.
Chicago Fire?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, but it's but they're the famous one, right? Like, I don't know another chain that has pizookies.
Who came up with that name?
Yeah, I think they call it pizza cookie at Chicago Fire.
Like probably so.
Yeah. BJ's is just the one going with names. Yeah, Milk Bar's good, bro.
I haven't had it.
I just read the ingredients of the crack pie, and I don't know. You know, there's no crack in it, apparently. So that's
yeah, it's good.
I got a problem with that.
Yeah, coming from New York, hell of a branding move. But their their pints and stuff are kind of whatever. But I've had it there, and they have like a Blizzard style thing, and they throw the crack pie in there. Crazy good
Blizzard slap.
Yeah,
yeah.
I wish that
Dairy
was on
Queen
sale.
Have any?
No, this is the only leap year sales I got. But the Wendy's is a brand new item. And it's basically like a, what is it called? Monkey bread?
Oh, the pull apart.
Yeah, it's like a pull apart cinnamon bread from Wendy's. No purchase required in store before what? They want you to get in there before 10:30 a.m.
Wait,
before
who,
they
what,
open.
What?
Bruh.
Wait, who?
Wendy's.
For what?
For free pull apart.
Oh, you're gonna be fucked up.
I mean, it's probably good, but I'm not going to Wendy's at fucking 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 o'clock in the morning for monkey bread is wild.
I mean, with a coffee or something, yeah,
it
probably bangs.
Well, now we missed it.
So I just don't think about it.
Is there something wrong with your headphones, bro?
Yeah, well, something wrong with you? What are you doing? I got a runny nose real quick. Did you just trip?
Almost.
You got a boogie?
He had a boogie.
You acted like you just got shot. It's just a booger. Come back.
Who shot you?
We're in the middle of a live show.
I've never had this happen.
Are you embarrassed of your boogers? It was about to fall down. Did you get made fun of your boogers? Your whole, yeah, you got a t-shirt. Just fucking, you're, what are you? What are your book? What'd you just, you just put that on?
Yeah, you just put on a box.
just anywhere, yeah. Well, the garbage can is on the other side.
I've never seen you have such a panic.
Well, because like it's like, you know, you feel like a runny nose coming down.
Yeah, I don't freak out like that.
I don't want them to see like my.
It's not poop coming out your butt.
I don't know. I was just being sure that, like, you know, I didn't want
to
be like.
In case your future wife's watching, you don't want her to know you have boogers.
I just try to be respectful of the viewer to be like, yo, what's he gagging?
Because you're human with boogers, like every other human with boogers.
Patreon.
That wasn't a booger. It was a. It was the like the snot.
In
move
a booger
on,
and
move
snot.
On, move on, move on, move on.
Yeah, well, sure. One's booger, slightly liquidier and one's more condensed,
booger's
I guess.
Dried snot, sure. Right?
Yeah, but like it was like sliding down.
I know, but it's just how quickly you got up.
That's just how fast my reaction time
No, because you'd never done that with anything
I thought
else.
You're going to shit your pants or
something. Yeah, I thought something crazy. I heard you're a nosebleed. I would react that way to a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Bleed like blood like stains.
They're all the same to me. Coming out my nose, I'm moving quick.
That sounds like a hypochondriac. If a little bit of snot is the same as your nose gushing blood.
Sometimes I can't tell.
Yeah, it feels similar.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, let's just get it done real quick.
Come no, now down. You're just lying. Now you're just reacting because the camera. What's crazier is your reaction rather than just letting a little bit of snot come down.
Moving on.
Look, man, you got a little speed bump mustache in there. Would have caught it. You're not going to eat it.
Speed bump mustache?
Yeah, look at those little hairs coming.
I just shaved.
I know. And you're so manly. It's already growing back.
No. Manly? It just look, bro, me, the mustache and a thing is like Master Shifu just with black hair.
How do you know who Master Shifu is? Is that Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. I was like, we were just talking about Kung Fu Panda.
What is he? He's not a rat.
Ooh, what is Master Shifu?
Some kind of Madagascarian.
Ooh,
baby.
Yeah, like a lemur
or the
like
bush.
That.
What are those bush?
Google. Hit me with a
bush
gym. What
lemur or something with the big old eyes. I do have real news today. Dude, these pull-aparts are all over my shit because I sent it to you guys. My entire discovery page is Wendy's pull-apart cinnamon rolls.
What's the real news?
This can't be real.
It's a red panda.
Red panda.
Oh. They don't make them that cute.
Yeah, nah.
Voiced by Dustin Hoffman.
Maybe because he's just old as fuck. So they're like, we got to make him look a little busted because this dude's old as shit.
I would have never. Oh, the tail kind of gives it away.
Yeah, once you kind of see him side by side, you're like, oh, that's a red panda. Just like an old as fuck.
In my head, he's some kind of bush lemur. Or what's a bush? Not a bush monkey, but a bush something with the big old eyes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, another weird snack of the day.
How are you going weird news?
This one's crazy. Yeah, we can get there too. Domino's teased a crust only
pizza.
It's like in a French fry thing, and it's just crust.
That's kind of
maybe a joke. That feels like an April Fool's
like
shit.
April Fool thing.
Like, isn't the crust the joke that no one eats it? So then, why would you sell that only?
I kind of fuck
so
with
really
crust.
I like crust too, but right, that's the joke or that's the thing.
I'm not going out of my way to buy crust,
right? Because it's got no topping. Like, and then it's just bread. It's that's not even a good breadstick. Breadsticks at a pizza place is a weird concept, though, to me.
Facts.
Right?
Yeah, that's
I'll eat them.
Because the crust is already bread, right? I mean, like, why do you need...
Yeah, you're ordering an appetizer that is just a shitty version of your main meal. Right?
Yeah, no. It's a little weird.
I mean, the only reason to eat bread in a restaurant, as far as I'm concerned, is if it comes to your table... While you're waiting for your entrees or
for sure.
Your salad course or whatever.
Yeah. Or with pastas.
If it's something that, you know, that requires a little bread to, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. At an Afghan place the other night, they had amazing bread that came out first, but we also needed it along the way. So it was good.
All right, here's the big news of the day. Big news. Beep, 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 beep. Live. Just in 10 hours ago, which is kind of random. That's like midnight. The IPF secures a TV broadcast partnership with North America.
Oh, interesting.
The IPF and CBS Sports, broadcaster of the Super Bowl 2024, have signed a multi-year deal agreement to bring the IPF powerlifting to TV in the USA and all of North America. CBS Sports is one of the most prestigious sports channels in North America and has a reach of over 65 million households within the U.S. CBS Sports broadcasts many prestigious sporting events, and now the IPF powerlifting is one of them. The first broadcast event is 2024 IPF World Bench Press Championships in Austin, Texas. This home event will be a primetime session live at 6 days of competition. There will also be highlight show covering the whole event with championships included, blah, 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 blah. IPF President Gaston says with CBS Sports, the IPF will finally increase broadcasting portfolio dramatically, coverage over North America.
Well, should I DM Gaston?
We can.
Barrage and congratulate him?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much globally they care.
I don't know, and I don't know how watchable that's going to be. I mean,
I think if
that's kind of the biggest problem with it is that it takes forever and it's not that watchable.
I think the way is with the CBS, right? Because they made the CrossFit Games pretty watchable. And same thing, if you've gone to the games, they're so boring because you're like, do an event, then you wait half an hour, then you do an event, then you wait 3 hours, then you do another event. You don't know who's on the stage because there's fucking, you're in a football field or a soccer stadium and there's four people running around, you know, but with cool cameras, a little bit of edits, a little bit of commentary in between. I think they could do it.
So does that mean CBS is taking over like the full streaming and everything? Or
oh yeah, they'll probably be all the pieces for all that. That's same with what
it
happened.
Could be, it could be better then.
That's what happened to CrossFit. ESPN did a contract, and ESPN was there, like, not, you know, Jerry Rice isn't there, but like, yeah, not their main reporters, but it's all their team. It's their cameraman. It's their equipment. It's their RVs. It's their switchboard guy. Yeah,
I liked watching the CrossFit game.
Yeah, on TV, it's lit.
It's lit,
and in person, it is very cool.
I think it's more
like
cool
to
powerlifting. I think to watch
for sure,
people are running around. Versus,
but in person, it's not, because you're. I'm telling you, you're upper deck in a full soccer stadium, and there's six people running around. Yeah. But on TV, I agree, it's pretty cool.
I've only seen local CrossFit ones. So
yeah, local's a little better because you're like on the workout field.
They're running. Mm-hmm. I think watching that type of fitness,
I agree,
is more.
And there's more variance. But on TV, the CrossFit games turned out pretty good. Yeah, Strongman turns out really great when it's edited. Live, it's a little slow too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm curious to see if they're actually really broadcasting it or if it's going to be like so many of the sports that CBS covers, it will be on Paramount Plus.
Chances it'll be online to start. Maybe Worlds, right? If Worlds lines up with a time of the year where nothing's going on. Right, middle season of baseball, maybe, right? Mid-July. No one wants it. I mean, same with middle season of basketball. Like right now, nothing's going on in sports, right? Because NFL is over. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that period in basketball. Baseball hasn't started. Hockey's going to get playoffs soon, so maybe. But right now, it's kind of a lull. So if it was out right now, right? That's why March is so big with March Madness. That's I'm sure there's an Illuminati planning all this because they got to go in when the NBA is a little low, you know?
Script writers.
Yeah, the script, the sports scripts. So if it falls in some of those times, all right, here's another one. So CBS will be highlighting the IPF World Open Classic Powerlifting Championship in Lithuania, which is this year. I don't know which time, but I was talking to Keiko about it over the weekend, which we'll talk about next. And the IPF and Equip Powerlifting Championship in Iceland. Both events are qualifiers for the World Games, which is, I think, the first time IPF's going to the World Games, which is a big deal. Yeah, and that's kind of the main news.
And this would not, this is another kind of piece of information that came out a few weeks ago that Fox, Disney, and Warner Brothers Discovery are developing a new sports streaming app that will, like, all of their contracts
will go to one place.
You'll also be able to see it in the other things, but you can just buy the sports app.
That's smart.
Because
they're
comes together.
Disney's partnered with ESPN, right?
Or owns ESPN, it. Yeah, Disney owns ESPN and ABC.
Yeah,
Paramount owns CBS,
and then
Comcast, Universal owns NBC.
NBC. Yeah, and what, like, the Super Bowl normally rotates. Obviously, it's bid on in the back end, but typically feels like it rotates fairly evenly.
Yeah, I think every couple of years or so.
And then what's their big shit?
World Series is almost always Fox.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Fox, yeah.
And NBC often has the NBA, but I feel like it rotates too. Because the NBA is all over the map because there's so many games, which is the cool part of the NBA, right? I guess football too.
Yeah.
Right? Sunday you'll get like a morning game on ABC, then afternoon game on Fox, and then the nighttime game on ESPN or some shit.
I'm trying to think of another big thing that rotates. I can't think of it.
Yeah, I can't think of it because the Super Bowl is like the one, right? Because even NBA, MLB is all a series, which is cool.
Right.
But it's not
just a one game.
Yeah. And Stanley Cup. I think Fox gets a lot of hockey too.
I don't think I actually watched a hockey game. Like a full
game. I've watched some.
Like a full game? You sat down and watched a game?
Not in person, but on TV. I mean, for a really long time, yeah. But before my dad worked for AT&T, we were pretty broke. there was like a gap time, so we had like no cable or nothing. So I'm literally just watching Channel 10 all day, you know. Like, so if hockey came on, I'm watching that. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's just whatever's on. And then Dad worked for AT&T, so we got, I don't know, free cable, but cheap as fuck cable. Yeah,
I watch hockey in person. It's pretty exciting in person.
I've heard in person sick.
And the crowd looks lit.
Yeah. It's not bad on TV, honestly.
Yeah, it's
like since we got widescreen HDTVs, it's not bad at all. It was hard to track before.
Yeah, or sometimes we'll make the little shit glow. Yeah. You know, that's smart. I just never played it, you know, so the intricacies. But it is. I mean, it's like basketball and soccer combined. It's cool.
Yeah, I think it's dope, but I just don't get it. So it's like, oh. But I can see how someone.
World Cup, that's a big contract.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, does the World Cup rotate?
I'm sure it does. Mm. And that, on the global scale, that's what I wonder. Like, you just never know how big powerlifting actually is, right? In like some of the European, like London, like England has started to be big. Obviously, Russia historically is big. But that's also like us. It's like there's tested and untested in a lot of those countries. Like, I wonder if that shit's on TV. You know, I remember, I don't know if you guys know who Klokov is, but Klokov went to the Olympics for Olympic weightlifting and then dabbled in some CrossFit. But he got like kind of viral in the early 2010s because he could kind of do anything. So he might have got gold. Don't quote me, but I think he got silver at the Olympics. But he was jacked out of his fucking brains. You know, he probably weighed 220, looked insane. And a lot of weightlifters like don't, you know, the heavier weight classes are just a little thicker. But he looked like a bodybuilder. He could bench press like 470. He could deadlift like 800 or 770. And then he's squatting tons of weight, which most weightlifters do squat a lot. But he's doing everything. Yeah, he looks crazy. So he tapped into the CrossFit community. And that's where we found him. And we never had a podcast, I think, because of his language barrier. But I was around him a decent amount, just shaking hands or watching him or whatever. And he was a legit celebrity in Russia. You know, like he was on like Dancing with the Stars Russia.
That's lit.
You know? We're like no weightlifter here. Like if we go to do some of these TikTok videos and we go to the mall and like name one American weightlifter.
Nothing.
You're getting Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. Like that's all people got.
True.
So I do wonder if TV coverage is more normal around the world.
Yeah. Probably so. He did one season of that CrossFit like
The
team competition.
That's still going on.
Yeah, in Florida.
Yeah, I have a homie that's on it.
Just Florida, I think.
Yeah, that's weird.
But I did see him compete there, and he is huge.
The concept of that was cool. They basically made a CrossFit team-based league. Ooh. And it was national for like a year or two. It was called the league? What was it called? Grid League.
Grid League, yeah.
Grid League. And the concept was cool. So like CrossFit, you're supposed to be good at everything. So these were like CrossFit-like workouts, but you could have specialists. So they signed him because he can out-snatch anybody in the league. Yeah. And then they would sign like someone who's kind of good at triathlons who could probably outrun or out-engine anyone in the league. And then you have a couple CrossFitters, right, that are pretty good at everything. Yeah. Or you grab a power lifter because there's a bunch of deadlift events or something like that. I thought the concept was really cool. And they did have a huge budget. There was it Tony Budding? These names are
Tony Budding,
flowing back in my brain.
We had him on the podcast. Yeah, we got on all kinds of trouble for.
Yeah, he was like number two or three in charge of CrossFit and left and did his own shit. It had some wheels. It had some momentum. And I think the concept was cool because, again, like you even said, CrossFit's kind of cool to watch. Strongman's way cooler to watch than powerlifting or weightlifting just because there's more variance. There's more, obviously, it's a lot more dynamic visually. And the competition's still there. Yeah, we'll see.
Who streams the Olympics? Does that one rotate?
It's almost always NBC.
It's always NBC.
I was like, I couldn't remember it rotating. But we're thinking like big sports. I was like, oh, we didn't bring up.
There's a lot of change in that world going on too. The CrossFit Games are going to Ireland or something.
What?
Or the Rogue Invitational is going to Ireland.
That's interesting.
The CrossFit Games are going somewhere also. Dallas-Fort Worth?
Well, maybe so. I don't know.
And yeah, the World's Strongest Man again, I think, is in Carolina before it comes back here. I'm sure it'll come back here within the next five. But yeah, the Rogue Invitational going to, because I was talking to Bart and some other friends about how that seems like the coolest event right now is the Rogue Invitational Strongman CrossFit in Texas, in Austin. You know, they're filling out like the whole Texas, University of Texas Stadium and shit. Looks sick. And then now they're going to fucking Ireland. So there goes that idea. And I knew the CrossFit Games were leaving Wisconsin. I thought they were going to go back to LA, which in my opinion would be a good move. But I think they're ending up in Texas, which is also a solid move. It's not that.
Can't really tell from this, but it makes sense.
I saw a clip somewhere. Or I was talking to Dean about it too, maybe. A lot of changes.
Oh, Fort Worth. Yeah,
Fort Worth. Which makes sense. You know, Texas, I think, is like the most fastest growing state in it.
Hot as fuck, though.
It can be. It can be. But so was L.A., you know? The part of L.A. they were in mid-July, got up to 90s. It was hot on the asphalt.
I guarantee Fort Worth is hotter.
Probably. But I ain't competing.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, USAPL may be dying. Yeah, I mean, this news is big news. There's a little back-end drama that I can't speak on too much. I wish I knew more, but I knew there's some kind of, you know, tea rolling around about people's reciprocation to the federation, which I think is a funny concept, because then, you know, you look back and there's no like contract and there's no, but basically I think someone within the USAPL called out other folks for not giving back to the sport enough, in particular the USAPL, and there's a lot of clapback from lifters and people I know, figures in the USAPL, that are probably going Powerlifting America now, talking kind of back at them, because it is a wild concept. Because, like, what are you giving us? And we've said this in private meetings, but I'll say it public. Like, federations and people need us. It's there's so many options out there. You know, and that's why there probably is no lifters union. Like, there is a players union in the NBA and shit, because the NBA is your only option. So you got to go union to argue back. But in lifting, there's options everywhere. You can, one, because you're not making a living. Two, because if you want to make a living, you could do it anywhere. You know, Russ Wool is going to be Russ Wool, whether he's USAPL, Powerlifting America, or he wants to go to the WRPF. Those feds need Russ Wool more than Russ Wool needs them. And then even if there are no federations, he could hit PRs in his deadlift platform, and in his life is not going to change. His finances, his popularity, all that will not change. And that's just apparent. If you look at the Bradley Martins and the Callum Von Mongers and the Silent Mikes, they've all made careers without being competitors. You know, like it's not based on being a competitor. The Omar Esoffs literally never competed in lifting in his life, and one of the biggest figures in fitness over the last decade, you know. So it's a weird concept if you're starting to like play a guilty card or ask for help in a sense. And I think it was about like spotting and loading and shit like that, which is all crazy as well, right? Like,
I think it was like roughing.
Yeah, all of it. I think all the volunteer shit. Yeah, whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. Reffing, volunteering, like pay better, build a system, build an incentive system, make your pro athletes actually pro athletes and don't take their money. Like, you can't like be asking all these requests when your back end is so fucked up, you know? Like, what do you give anyone? All you do is restrict. And I hate the term because it's so popular, but like the scarcity mindset within these feds is crazy. Instead of like inviting and open and like giving and kind of a two-way road, they kind of like gaslight you into being part of the Fed. Like, nope, you can't compete at the IPF. Grabs your choke collar. Mm-hmm. Nope, we need you to judge more. Choke collar. You know, like, oh, but here fees are going up this year. Choke collar. You know, they're just tightening this thing up rather than like, if you just think about everything as a two-way, how does it benefit my lifters? How does it benefit the Fed? How does it benefit us? You'll probably come up with slightly more creative answers. So it's pretty weird.
Honey and vinegar.
Yeah.
Tying the bottle far enough is going to pop.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, you get this IPF announcement, you get this random drama, which again, I don't know the roots of it. So I do love talking about drama, especially when I'm not involved, but I just don't know enough about it. But all the responses I said were literally that, like, hey man, like so-and-so has podcasts that bring more people into the sport than USAPL's marketing ever has. Russ Wool's like one of your best lifters and biggest YouTube in the game, who's brought in more lifters than any marketing scheme you've ever had in the USAPL. Like, why are we pointing fingers at these type of people? Right? Why not like build an incentive system within your, look, man, I'll give you free consulting right now. This is $5,000 of Mike's business coaching. Why not build a system within memberships that once you're 2 or 3 years consecutive USAPL members, you'll get a free membership or one free meet paid if you become a referee?
Yeah.
Or you get, for every meet you ref, you get X amount of dollars guaranteed, X amount of stipend guaranteed, and you get X amount of credits towards a USAPL event. You know, like there's so many little dumb shits that you could do, and I don't know your guys' books, but you could crunch numbers easily and figure out ways, if it is something you're lacking in, that you want people to be a part of, more volunteers, then give them an incentive rather than like pressuring them. Like, what the fuck is that going to do?
Yeah, well, it's a very voluntary sport, and
you're right.
Like I said, there are options out there. I don't understand why they think it'll work.
Right. Well, especially now that the Powerlifting America is growing. You know, we went to one of the Keiko Classics. Shout out to Iron Office and Keiko and all those for the hospitality. And we were out there helping Bart compete in his first PA meet. And, you know, there's obviously tons of similarities to the USAPL. There's mm-hmm. a bunch of familiar faces we have seen. And it ran smooth and everything was great. But it was all in-house. I think it was all, like, Iron Office lifters and employees running the meet. Mm-hmm. And they're all dope people. But, like... And it was a decent-sized meet. It moved really smooth. There was about 40, 50 people, finished in one session midday kind of deal. And we did hear that the Powerlifting America just doesn't have enough meets, probably isn't popular enough, mm-hmm. and they don't have big meets. Like, I don't think they wanted to make this a giant meet, but it was one of the bigger meets is the word we got. There's not a lot of PA meets over 40 lifters right now, which is fine and dandy. And, you know, we sold out our meet here, which is in a week or two, 120-ish lifters, I think, in like 3 hours. And we really did two posts on it. So, like, we didn't promote much. So, there's obviously hungry lifters. But if there's incentive for Powerlifting America, all these lifters could switch. There's, like, no reason to stay. You know, there's no USAPL. They're literally the same fed. There's nothing different. I haven't looked at the fees, but I assume the fees are insanely similar. The rules are insanely similar. The community is insanely... Yeah, it's all old members.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing, you know, if I'm a lifter, it's a coin flip which one I'm going to, and if USAPL is going to be all pretentious and yell at me for not helping, if I were to choose, I'm going Powerlifting America. You know, like, if you set up the right environment and culture, like, people will want to help.
Didn't Abby even pay for her membership?
Everyone does. Yeah.
Like,
everyone
as a pro, like, how do you let your pros pay membership?
No, she had to pay to compete at the pro-am.
Yeah, like,
yeah, what the as fuck? A pro, as the lead pro and the winner.
Like, oh, we invited you and now you got to pay, though?
That's
like,
what I'm saying. They got no reciprocity for anything you got.
Like, it's
I'd
so
like to invite
stupid.
People to pay me.
Yeah, like, hey, bro.
Yeah. And for a while, they were the only ones doing it. So you had to, because they went to the IPF and they're the main legitimate natty fed in the U.S. So, like, for a while, and I swear to God, I've talked about it on past podcasts about making a lifters union, similar with the UFC and fighters union. And at that time, you needed it because it was USAPL versus the lifters. And you had no other option if you wanted to be drug tested and compete in a fairly tight drug tested fed. But now, now you got options.
Now you got options all day long.
You know, and the IPF's everywhere. And even, I mean, during the whole jump and escape, people were going to... the motherland, they're going wherever their parents were from and grabbing passports and shit and competing under other nations because the USAPL and the Powerlifting America were so like weird at the time, you know, and that's still a semi-common thing. So it's weird. It is weird.
I know usually you fly out your entertainment and pay for your entertainment. And for sure. And they're like, you're going to pay us to entertain everyone else and we're going to make money off you.
Well, yeah. Especially in the beginning years, like I think the last 2 years is when they started the pro thing and there's like 30 pros. Yeah. Like you're telling me you can't comp them a membership or a meet or a something? A fucking backpack? Something.
Something.
A hoodie? Well, the membership doesn't cost you anything to comp it.
Right, like, right. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and if you want the sport to grow, if you want your pros to be like stoked, right? Like you just treat people well and they'll treat you well. Like you don't got to pay them $1 million. Like we understand that's probably not in the cards, but something.
$75 for the fee would be fine.
Something. Yeah. Or like, yeah, hey man, you turned pro. Like, congrats. You're a USAPL member for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Something.
Yeah. Who cares? Like, if you want them to represent the sport for a long time and you want them not to switch to Powerlifting America, unless they're totally delusional and they don't think Powerlifting America has a chance, which is possible, right? A lot of people that run businesses are delusional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're so caught up in their own storm. They think they're, you know, the shit. And so if they don't see Powerlifting America as a threat, maybe they do that. But if I'm, you know.
I'd see them as a threat. They got Sheffield and Worlds.
Well, it's just business, man. Business. Like, I don't see everyone as a threat, but I see what other people are doing and how we can do it better or different. You know?
Yeah,
like, it doesn't have to be war, but like, all right. So, oh, man, I heard Iron Office is doing XXX. That's really cool that they do that for their members. Hey, I'll bring that back to the team. And hey, what do you guys think about, you know? We do that kind of shit all the time. So why wouldn't you do that over there? Hey, it looks like Powerlifting America is grabbing some momentum. What if we give our pros XYZ to represent the brand?
I think that goes back to what you're saying before. when you see that you're being, you know, kind of competitively outplayed, the thing to do is to figure out how to appeal better to your audience and not to be punitive. And it's turning into, it kind of reminds me of the PGA LIV thing.
It is. No, it's very similar.
Except that they're going to be all under one roof at some point. But there's still a lot of animosity among the players about that.
Yeah. My words go to Powerlifting America, too. Because it's not like y'all are doing anything fucking special either.
No.
Y'all just have the IPF contract. You know, so like let's not like rest on our loins as like a community or leaders in these sports and start pointing fingers. You know, it's like the little kid thing. Like you're pointing one finger at us that we're not spotting and loading. Like look at those three fingers you're pointing at yourself. Like what are you doing? What are you doing to make it a better federation? Like what has the USAPL done? I understand they're trying to start the pro series, which is a great concept, and it does take time to rev up. But like Powerlifting America, same thing. Like what have you done to make your fed actually better rather than you just bought the contract to go to the IPF?
I think another like question is like, what is their overall goal? Is your goal to provide a path to international competition? Is your goal to bring more lifters into the sport? Is your goal to support like local competitions for people who are never going to go to an international stage?
Right.
I mean, maybe it's all of that, but like something's got to be your number one.
And I'm sure if we
and USAPL can't do the first one anymore.
Yeah,
that to you know they can. They're trying to create their own international competitions, but like that,
it's a long play.
That's a long game.
It's a cool one, but yeah, and maybe you know we're not as in touch as some folks, but you shouldn't have to go to like some deep Reddit or like follow one particular dude to get the transparency of this stuff.
No.
Right? Like, how does not Powerlifting America, like, if I'm them, I'm like hiring Russ and like, hey, man, you're going to be our spokesperson. You down? Like, and we'll shuffle him news and announcements and he'll fucking shuffle the news and announcements out or whatever, or this podcast or somebody. Like, I would just hire, same with USAPL. Like, yeah, you have your, you know, weekly or quarterly pamphlet you email out or something, but like, no one's fucking reading that. Like, you know, like why, and in politics and shit, it just kind of naturally occurs. And it does here a little bit, you know, the president will write some crazy fucking thing. And then every analyst comes out with their representation of it. But if I'm Powerlifting America and USAPL, I'm just hiring someone to do that for me.
Yeah. They're both. Well, all the feds are terrible at comms.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. They're bad.
Just really bad at comms. They need PR agencies that know what they're doing, and even when they hire them, they don't know what they're doing. So
yeah, I would literally just hire a podcast or YouTube and say, hey man, are you down for X amount of dollars once a quarter to talk about what we're changing? Like, yeah, anyone would do that.
Yeah.
You know, hey, can you give us an unbiased opinion on X? Like, yeah, dude.
I just think that they're just bad at communication on their own.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I'm maybe a little bit biased or negative when it comes to this, but I think a lot of people have success that haven't earned it. And so, like, a lot of people have businesses that succeed despite their business knowledge or their creativity. A lot of people end up in situations of running a federation or whatever based on the federation's past. Or, you know, like, literally, guys like Russ and Candido and Omar and Bart, like, they're the ones that made the USAPL cool. Like, it wasn't because the USAPL was doing a bunch of special shit. Yeah. It's because of a few people that really loved the sport, lifting weights in the community, got popular on the internet and made your shit cool, you know? And there's a bunch of other names we could throw in there too, but it's just like, but if you're the president or the vice president or whatever, the PR team there, you probably think you did the best marketing gig ever, right? Your track record looks fucking sick over the last 12 years.
I think if you're not a professional in that area and you're not willing to spend the money for that, you convince yourself that you're doing a good job when you're not.
Yeah.
Correction to earlier, the Rogue Invitational in 2024 is going to Scotland, not Ireland.
It's
in November, November 8th through the 10th, and it's on it's in Aberdeen, which is on the east coast of Scotland.
Bang.
It's like a cool idea, right? Because they're all about like the history of sports and they've done some crazy documentaries and culture building around that. But like if you're expecting spectators, there's just no way you're getting there what you got in Texas. Mm. And same idea of like moving the CrossFit Games. Yeah, like it's fucking
pretty
sick.
But that's not where they're going to be competing.
Even if they were, though, like who's flying there from New York? Like The richest of the rich, right? Like, no viewers are going there.
No viewers are going there, although that's a pretty short flight.
Right, but
in the scheme of things. It's a shorter flight than flying to California.
Yeah.
Swear.
For who?
From New York.
New York?
Oh, I didn't know.
But either way, just the trouble of international travels, you're not going to get the same people flying in.
Probably
not. And same with the CrossFit Games, and same with USAPL Nationals. Like, why are we throwing this in Memphis, Tennessee, when we had a bunch of people show out and it was a great event in Vegas? Why is it CrossFit Games? And I understand the stadium was probably much cheaper to grab in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, than it was to grab in Los Angeles, California. But, like, who's going to go there for a week and hang out? Like, there's very little reason to, you know? And, again, I don't know the X's and O's. So, if they're that blatantly different, I get it. But I don't know, man.
Where have they been having the Rogue Invitational? In Columbus or in other?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, University of Texas. University of Texas, which I think is a great move. Very fit town, centrally located, bunch of other shit to do, right? There's comedy and music and food and bars. Like, there's other cool shit to do. So, like,
I think putting it in Europe does have a certain, because strength sports are bigger in Europe. Just kind of period.
They're big. They're big for sure. But yeah, there's just, I highly doubt their attendance is going to be the same as University of Texas.
We about to see.
Yeah.
We about to see.
It's maybe cheaper. Maybe grab some kind of contract and some promotion, but yeah, I don't know. And majority of the people are American.
Yeah, I think so.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the CrossFit's the bigger competition. The strongman, they have like 6 guys. And that's pretty international. But CrossFit, they have probably 100 competitors, I still think. Because they still do like juniors, open. They do it all. And strongman, there's like 6 invitees, maybe 10. And those might be a little bit mixed. But even then, it's not people from Wales. You know, they're people from all over. I don't know.
True that.
The A's might be coming to SAC. Did you read that news?
I keep seeing that, and I still think it's BS. But we'll
really?
See. Yeah.
What are they going to do in between? What would be option?
I keep hearing that all of this talk about where else they might be going is an attempt to get Oakland to extend their contract.
No. So this is a transitional bridge.
I know. To extend their contract until they're ready to move to Vegas.
So
your contract, you want them to go
a longer 2 years.
Yeah, their contract ends at the Coliseum in 2024. Yeah. Well,
this season.
This season.
Interesting.
That
stadium does suck, though, eh?
That stadium,
I haven't been to it in 20 years. And when I went 20 years ago, it was a piece of shit.
Dude, it's the same stadium now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 20 years ago, it was ass. So it hasn't only been worse.
It's not gotten any better, for sure. Yeah. I stopped going there because it was garbage.
Yeah, it's trash. I mean, all their stadiums were. And so it makes sense that
the Warriors did something new.
Yeah, that the Warriors moved.
Yeah.
I wish the Niners obviously would move back into the city, but it is what it is. And then, what are you going to do with the A's?
Yeah.
I mean, our stadium's tiny, but it would be fucking pretty cool.
It'd sell out every time.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool.
I think that the big issue is the broadcast contract.
Probably.
So they'd be able to meet the requirements of the broadcast contract.
Yeah. And who knows? Yeah, I mean, the MLB's probably got tons of rules around even viewership. How big your stadium has to be and parking spots, et cetera. And we might not hit that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the San Francisco's ballpark started out at like 17,000, 18,000, something like that.
Ours? Oh, the MLB.
Yeah, the Giants. It started out relatively small, and it's grown. They've expanded it. It's still not one of the biggest ones because you want one that's big but not so big.
For sure.
Because you want to be able to get close to selling it out.
What's the average? 25?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Boston's small. What? Is it 6 inches?
Less.
It's 6, ain't it?
He said 1 inch.
No.
1 inch?
That's what he said. The average.
No, not the average. But anyway.
Not the average.
I know, but 1 inch ain't even the joke.
What is the average?
6?
No.
5.5?
Pretty sure it's like 3.8.
No, you're shot. Google it. It's literally. What are you talking about? It's a known fact that it's like 5, 6.
I feel like it's 5.
Globally?
Now you're racist. That was a racist comment.
I go worldwide.
That's assuming that some places got small cocks based on where they're born.
Hundo P, baby. Hundo P. We ain't hiding it.
Who's we?
You know who. You know who.
I don't. I'm not racist.
I ain't saying it, but you know who.
No, I don't know because I'm not racist.
5.17.
Whoa!
5.17?
Yeah.
For worldwide?
Global?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, how about China?
Oh, wait. Overall, yeah.
I need to correct myself. Oracle Park is 42,300.
Because there's a football.
It's no, Oracle Park, the baseball stadium.
Baseball, that's baseball. Damn.
Yeah, but the Raiders played in there. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so big. Because the Raiders shared that for 30 years.
No, I'm talking about Oracle Park. I'm talking about the Giants.
Giants Stadium.
Oh, the new?
Yeah. It's now called Oracle. It started off as Pac Bell, and then it went to SBC. And
but wasn't Oracle, Oracle was the Warriors, too, in Oakland.
Was it?
Yeah, for sure. That was Oracle.
No,
I thought they were O.co.
What the hell is that?
Overstock.com.
Oh. I know Oracle was for sure one of the Oakland stadiums.
There's another Oracle, but it's not a baseball stadium in the major leagues. But it's not. Oracle Park is the San Francisco Giants.
I could have sworn Oracle was in Oakland.
There are that many people.
Yeah, and the average baseball stadium in the MLB, 42,675.
Yeah, I thought that was
about
right.
We're definitely not there.
The Oakland Coliseum has the most, however. 56,782, and that's why they close off.
And that was
the
Raiders
top sections.
Too. That's the Raiders one.
Yeah, they close off those top sections because they can't even sell them. So
that's pretty comparable to NFL. Then 42 is big. I mean, obviously, I think Dallas is the biggest with like 80, and there's like 50, 60, 70s probably in the NFL.
The smallest MLB ballpark is Progressive Field in Cleveland, 34,830.
It's a cool little stadium, despite Cleveland being Cleveland. So you're kind of on the water. It's kind of like San Francisco. You're kind of on the water. You're on the lake. It's cool.
So Dodger Stadium is number two with 56,000.
Just because it's old?
Yeah.
That's why I thought Boston would seat very little, just because it's old as shit. I know, but the seats are tiny.
I love that stadium, though.
Fenway? Yeah. 37,755 at Fenway. I love Fenway, too.
Fenway's a good stadium.
Yeah, I've never actually been in it, but I've been around it.
I did the tour there, too. Tour and watched the game.
We had a booth, dude, and they took every athlete but me. That's fucked.
Damn.
In Boston?
Yeah, Reebok.
Oh, that's fucked.
Damn.
Fucked, man. Fucked. They treated me amazingly, and my boys are my boys, but... No, but it's fucked. It's fucked. They brought everybody, bro. They literally brought everybody but me.
Yeah, you heard him. You a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal, you owe me.
Oh, I take back what I said. Actually, yeah, Shaquille, you owe my boy. What? Should I get you some money? Rolls Royce at least.
I don't think he'll sign me.
Why not?
Because they're over it.
Sign my boy.
So, yeah. Damn. So, Oracle Park is mid-pack. It's 15
out of
30.
Side note, Sebas, I think the front door's locked.
The front door?
Yeah. If you can just check.
From the gym?
Yeah.
Now that shit open.
I unlocked it.
I don't know. Just check for me.
Soft. They just don't know how to push down on the handle.
Maybe.
I think we need to put a sign there that says, just push down hard.
It's a gym. Get strong. Push.
Yeah. Seriously. Show your strength. Use your strength. Whatever. Anybody got anything else?
Damn, I didn't realize AT&T Oracle.
I went to AT&T opening day.
Was that big. Giant stadium.
Oh, really? Pac Bell.
His dad worked for Pac Bell. So we got a bunch of cool shit.
I still want to sit in the bay and try to catch a baseball.
Yeah, it would be fun.
That'd be fun.
Kayak?
Yeah, just in a kayak.
No, I want to boat down from here and go to a game.
Oh.
That'd be interesting.
Took that a whole other way.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I think it'd be sick.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. I think it's like 5 hours. I don't think it's that crazy.
You're just floating in the bay on a fucking yacht trying to catch a ball.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
The big yacht size is hanging out there.
Yeah.
I always see kayaks moving for the ball.
No, for sure. That's how you haven't seen the ESPN special where Klay Thompson lives in the Oakland, but he'll drive his boat to practice.
No, I see that, but I'm talking about like.
Well, it's the same thing. Is it the stadium's right next to it.
Oh, I don't know. You can park it there and watch the game there, though.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know boat law.
I don't know the laws, but if you could go from Oakland and drive into the stadium, I'm sure you can go to Oakland and then sit in the water.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, the bigger boat's going to sit a little further out, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to hit rocks and shit.
Run over a kayak.
Right. They don't go all the way into the cove. The bigger boats don't. They can sit at the mouth of the cove, kind of.
Need a perfect size boat.
Need a one incher.
Or 5 point whatever.
5.17. Good thing I'm 5.18, man. Above average, right?
Atta boy!
Well, I don't want to describe what that was for the audience at all.
You're a weird kid, man.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you're fucking weird, man.
Me?
Yeah, I feel like you got dropped on your head. I'm sure your parents are amazing, but someone must have, maybe a babysitter or something.
No. I'm not weird. You're weird.
I'm not normal, but I'm not weird like you.
I'm more...
The difference is you're not normal, you're weird, and I'm just different.
If this was a normal ratio, I'm like here, you're like there.
Normal ratio? What the fuck are you talking
about? Like a normal line. If there's like a fucking slider scale, I'm in the middle, a little bit above
normal. Above normal?
Yeah, but you're like...
That's true. So if we're talking about a sliding scale of negative weird, normal, and positive weird, yes, I'm way over here.
No, I'm in the positive. No, you're like in the... Weird realm.
If we're talking about 5.17 and you're deep left of that and I'm deep right of that.
No.
Yes, we're both, the deviation from norm might be the same, but one is negative, one is positive.
Yeah, I'm positive.
Yeah, man. You can't even take yourself serious.
Well, okay. Look at that sea bass.
I'm just drinking my water here.
Kid moved to Midtown. All he drinks is mason jars. That's all I've
seen. All right.
That's all I've seen.
I told him I thought it was a mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, that's all I've seen.
A mayonnaise jar.
Dude, that mayonnaise yesterday fucked me up. We recorded a Hormozy video. I was trying to do all his meals. My stomach was jacked up all day.
He told me. I was like, I shit my brains out. Swear to God, you was shitting?
Yeah, some of them might have been the sriracha. I don't know. He was talking about eating like a pound of shrimp for breakfast.
I said I'll do the Hormozy video where he just eats Chipotle all day long with you guys.
I'll do that too. I'm about to go get some monkey bread.
It's past 10:30. Yeah.
I'll buy it. It's brand new.
He said, oh, okay.
It's probably all gone.
Yeah, it might probably be. Yeah, probably. If it was free, it might have been sold.
Wendy's
out. I don't know. Wendy's kind of rare, I feel like. Yeah, I don't even know where Wendy's is.
Wendy's is bust.
Yeah, I know the one by Sac State.
Double bacon.
That's the only one I know.
Large fry.
You're the one that's in the Home Depot parking lot?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
They're getting they're getting rid of vanilla Frosties, man. That's fucked.
What the fuck? What? Just the vanilla one?
Yeah, they'll have chocolate
what
and they're bringing
fuck
in
they
some.
What the fuck they get a stray bullet for?
They're bringing some fruity one for the spring. Like peach or something.
Yeah, it's right next to Trabajo, Trabajo.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Ah.
Matt's referring to
hired help.
Yeah, hired help.
The day
yeah.
labor supply.
Yeah, hired
in the
help.
So
they got me.
Home Depot.
I would just say it's right there.
Yeah, you could have said there's hired help available there.
Yeah, but it's
you didn't say have to say work in someone else's language like you're singing a Rihanna
not
song.
Like racist, but it's just like right there.
We know. We've all been to Home Depot.
Yeah.
Have you, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm fucking.
I live there sometimes.
Yeah, we built this goddamn room you're staying in, kid.
Wow.
Unlike the car that's not working in the parking lot, this room is fully functioning.
Oh, that's tomorrow, right?
Supposedly, but I think it's going to fucking rain.
Well, then do it today.
I think it's going to rain today, too.
Yeah, it's raining today. Yeah, tomorrow is Saturday.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I don't think it's raining today.
Not yet. Hopefully it goes away.
It's just cloudy. It looks like it hit the weather report, Mikey.
Yeah, I'll check it.
It started sprinkling right now.
Was it? Yeah, I was worried riding in. It was windy, bro. I was doing a full sprint to get here because the wind's at my face, bro. My legs were burning.
Yeah,
and I'm going nowhere. Just
this
pumping.
Shit coming down.
I was doing
just
a max down. Effort squat each pedal. Bulgarians.
Possible light rain. You're not scared about light rain, are you?
Rain is rain. Light rain is sack, bro. That should be coming down. They be saying light rain and that shit's pouring on your head.
But that'd be medium.
55% chance of rain till 6 o'clock.
It's coming down.
I don't
it's
know.
Coming down.
I didn't
world
think it was supposed
dying.
To rain this week.
I just trimmed my trees, though. I don't want nothing falling on me.
What the
I
fuck?
I hope that trim my trees does not mean.
No. I'm talking about trimming actual tree.
Okay. Not your bush. Reveal the 1-incher. Let it breathe.
Gotta make it look bigger.
5.17.
Spring's coming, man. Get a haircut.
5.17.
Get a haircut.
Just double my size.
What? He's trying to dap you up right now.
Trying to dap you up. Hit me with it.
I don't want them crusty ass fingers.
Bro! My fingers ain't even fucked up.
Don't cap.
You look like a kid that plays in the mud and never takes a shower.
Bro.
You probably ate worms as a kid.
Ew.
No way.
Look, say bass.
You know there's a movie that came out? It's like how to like cook worms. Wasn't there? Were you around in that time? Elementary school, like there was a book that was like how to eat worms or something like that, and I was like, "What the fuck?"
There's a song, right? Go eat worms,
something like that. I don't know.
There's a little kid, like
my hands
bus
are not
song.
That fucked up, man.
No, you were definitely a kid eating worms.
No, I was not.
Let the people know where they can find you.
Dude. Yeah,
IG Matt Ogie, Seabass.
Oh, he's playing hot potato. Yeah, he's passing over to you. He's taking role. He's taking control.
IG Sebastian _ Brambila Mikey.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you pass a little. Don't talk unless you are holding the ball. probably what they had to do with you because you wouldn't shut the fuck up. Ladies and gentlemen,
he ain't denying it.
New podcast.
No.
Wednesday, Friday, 3sb.co for all your apparel needs. I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me, join the Discord, goodcompanydiscord.com, and I'll see y'all in there.
I am at the Jim McD and all the social media. This show is 50% Facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And we'll talk to you Friday.